Sam Sanders here, letting you know that you, right now, are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And it is a beautiful day in Vancouver. I'm recording this on Wednesday, but I'm sure it's going to be beautiful tomorrow as well when you're hearing this. And I hope you're doing well. We started off with some Dark Side. That was the song SNC, presumably nothing to do with Lavalin. And that was from the new Matador Records release, Nothing, that came out at the end of February. And that band features Dave Harrington and Nicholas Jarr. And Nicholas Jarr, I'm a big fan of. I've never seen him perform before, so very excited to see them come to the Vogue Theater on Saturday night. There are some tickets left for that, so if you don't have one yet, you should pick one up and say hello to me if you see me. So Dark Side, very good. On today's show, lots of new stuff, lots of exciting stuff. It's a banger. Been away for a couple of weeks, one for spring break and the other preemption for the Anarchist Book Fair, so great to be back. So we're going to hear some new Jenny Haval, some new Astor Dawn, some new KMVP, Lucy Dacus, Elena Deland. It's all there. It's all happening. Very good. But we're going to start off with some Reveal Yourself. They just released their third single. It's called Bubble, and it's a banger. So let's give a listen.
Everything grab my ass. Cash.
From Nanaimo, that was KMVP, and that was the song Night Crossing from the new record, Past Life Regression. Great stuff. Before that, we heard Aster Dawn from the new Sisters Live EP. That was the song Youth Problem, recorded live at the Lido. And that is Aster Dawn with Amanda from Apollo Ghosts on drums. Before that, we heard Jenny Haval from her forthcoming record, Iris Silver Mist, coming out early next month. And that was the song The Artist is Absent. And Jenny Haval just announced, bam, a show in Vancouver on September 10th. She's returning to the Biltmore Cabaret where she played a few years ago. And tickets, artist pre-sale yesterday, and tickets go on sale widely tomorrow. So don't snooze on Jenny Haval. Amazing artist, and it should be a really fun show. And at the top, we heard Reveal Yourself. All right, switching gears a little bit to Lucy Dacus. She has a new record out. It's called Forever is a Feeling. And not coming to town just yet. She is on tour, but not making her way to Vancouver. But here's hoping for later this summer. So let's give a listen to Best Guess. Here is the great Lucy Dacus.
Clasping your necklace, zipping your dress, hands on your waist, kissing your neck. I love your body, I love your mind. They will change, so will mine. But you are my best guess at the future. I'm not bad.
Here is the church, here is the stage.
towards the end of the day. It's impossible to situate the sun in the sky, so I still like. Looks like it's hiding out of the trees and into the breeze, cool and inviting. Claw-shaped leaves last to hold on this far along in the year. The air silver and clear, bed of pine needles you tread, my dear. Go to the lake, still as a plate. Wait till others leave to dunk your head in freezing water. Trickles down your cheeks and into the collar of your apple red coat. Walk ahead and I know it is apple, apple-colored red. And all the ways the light dances round your head.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
What kind of mind will get healed?
right. That was Franco Rossino, also known as Gal, from the new album Number One. That was the song One Big Lie. And that is out now on Monotapes, the tape label that Gal runs along with Selena Crammond. And great record. Keep killing it. Monotapes, just doing it all, making it happen. Love and life. Before that, we heard Montreal's Men I Trust from their brand new record, Equus Asinus. That was the song Frostbite. Before that, we heard their Montreal compatriot, Elena Deland, from her new EP, Altogether Unaccompanied, Volume 5. That was the song Silver and Red. And at the top, Lucy Dacus. All right. Devours put out his record a couple of weeks back, but I haven't been able to play any of the non-singles yet. So we're going for a deep cut today. We're going to hear Quite Possessed, and this is from the new record, LP number 5, Sports Car Era. Here we go. Here is Devours.
We'll be right back. was lost, the treaty signed, I was not caught across the line, I was not caught, though many tried, I live among you, well disguised, I had to leave my life behind, I dug some graves you'll never find. The stories told with facts and lies. I had a name, but never mind. Never mind. Never mind. The war was lost. The treaty signed. There's truth that lives and truth that dies. I don't know which, so never mind.
That was Leonard Cohen from his record Popular Problems. That song was also the theme song to season 2 of True Detective for you HBO heads out there. And that was the song Nevermind. And for whatever reason, the previous song by Marie Davidson from the album City of Clowns, that song was called Fun Times. Just her spoken word and the instrumentation she was using, I was like, what does this song remind me of? And I was like, oh, it's Leonard Cohen. So I wanted to play them back to back, which I did. And at the top, we heard Devours. Formerly of Montreal, but now of New York or somewhere further afield, is Jackson McIntosh. So he was a member. Let's see, where is he from? Just calling it up on the computer. Los Angeles, California. So he was a member of the band Sheer Agony. He played with Tops for a while, and then he moved to Los Angeles. And he has a couple of different bands kicking around. But the one that I wanted to play today is Thick. They have a new single out from their album The New Cats, which is coming out later this month. And this is the song Yes, No. Here is Thick.
Yeah. If that's okay, you see, I think we'd really hit off. We could lay in the park till it's dark. I think I'd make a really good friend. So let's make some plans for when you don't have work that day.
From Toronto, that was Cootie Catcher, and that was the title track from their new record, Shy at First. Yes, great stuff. Before that, we heard Vancouver's Cherry Pick from the album Sorry Place. That was the song Pretty Thing. Before that, we heard Sheer Agony from their debut 7-inch released in 2012, featuring Jackson McIntosh. That was the song Good Cats Go to Heaven, put out by Fixture Records, which I guess is now dormant. For a number of years, they put out amazing music, including Free Love Fenner and Brave Radar, which is the band that the two label founders were in. I miss Fixture Records. I was just in Montreal for a bit, went to Fono Records. I went to a couple of record stores looking for some rarities or something kicking around, and it just feels like their footprint has washed away. But they had a great run there in the 2010s. All right, and at the top we heard Thick. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. And next week I should be back in the studio and doing it live, which is my preferred method of radio broadcasting. But for whatever reason, well, I know the reason. I have to work. That's why I'm not there today. But have a good weekend. Hopefully see you at Darkside or some other fun show, and see you next week. Going to close out with a song by Cindy Lee. This is recorded live at Red Gate last April, and it's the song What's It Going to Take from the record Diamond Jubilee. And that was almost a year ago that Cindy Lee played in Vancouver, and that night Pitchfork gave Diamond Jubilee a really high score, and it felt like Cindy Lee just blew up. So kind of interesting to mark that. And someone on the Cindy Lee subreddit posted a collection of bootlegs, and so I'm sharing this with you. Thank you, and see you next week. Bye. This song's about the mean streets of America.